So a big day in Washington today. It'll be a big night in Chicago and in Toronto. By the end of tonight, the World Series may be set. If the New York Mets beat the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field, the Mets will be the National League champions. If the Kansas City Royals beat the Toronto Blue Jays, the Royals have the American League title. But no matter what the outcome in Toronto, there will be a Butera in the World Series. For the first time since 1998, a father will be in one dugout, his son in the other. Drew Butera is the Kansas City Royals backup catcher. His father, Sal, is a Toronto Blue Jays coach. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Greg Eklund from KCUR in Kansas City reports.
Gina Butera planned for this.
I actually had a t-shirt designed, and it's blue, and on one side it is the Jays logo, and on the other side it's the Royals logo, and then the back it says Butera's House Divided. Yeah, I had no doubt that both of them were going to be in the playoffs, no doubt.
Gina Butera knows how to keep peace in the family. For game one, she parked in the Royals players' parking lot. For game two, she took the bus with the Blue Jays' wives. And when all the Buteras went to dinner after game one, there was no baseball talk. That's the way Drew Butera wants it.
No inside stuff headed his way. But no, I mean, we both understand our positions, and we're not going to help each other out in any way, but we're still going to, it's my dad, and I still love him.
Sal Butera says he feels the same way. Outside the ballpark, the father-son rivals have called a truce.
You know, I root for him, obviously, being a bloodline and everything else. But at the end of the day, I'm a Toronto Blue Jay, and he's a Kansas City Royal.
Because Drew Butera is a backup catcher, he doesn't see much playing time. But when the Royals faced elimination last week in the division series against Houston, Drew Butera played a huge role in the Royals' comeback rally, as heard on the Royals radio network.
And this is Drew Butera's first at-bat in the series. Gregerson out of the windup, and the 1-1 pitch. Slider way outside. He started to swing and he went around.
Oh my gosh. I was at my house and our daughter was in her condo in Washington, D.C. and we were talking to each other and we both were going crazy.
Another windup, another 3-2. Swing and a fly ball foul off the right field line and back into the crowd.
It was beyond nerves. And my daughter called me crying after the 8th pitch. She was literally crying, going, Mom, I can't take this anymore.
The windup, here it comes. Slider down and away, ball 4.
Obviously, in the moment against a very tough right-handed pitcher, fouling off all those pitches and really making the, kind of keeping the line going, as they say, which is what you preach as a coach and so forth. And, I mean, I watched that inning, and it's a pretty special.
Butera's walk loaded the bases and helped set up the Royals' comeback victory. Last Saturday in Kansas City, the Royals won again, while Gina Butera sat in the Blue Jays section of the grandstand, maintaining a vow she made to herself.
I'm not cheering. I'm not. I'm respecting sitting with the Toronto Blue Jays. And when the Royals do something good, of course I'm excited because it's my son's team. But I'm silently excited for them too.
Gina Butera has been through this before. Sal Butera earned a World Series ring with the Minnesota Twins in 1987. She knows that either her husband or her son will be disappointed. On the other hand, one of them is going to the World Series, and she'll be there too.
The greatest thrill of your life. One or the other will be doing that, and I can't be more proud for either one of them. I know when Andrew was 3, sitting in the back of my van, he told me, he says, one day, Mommy, I'm going to play in the World Series.
Soon we'll know if it will be Drew's first fall classic or another shot at a World Series ring for her husband, Sal. For Here Now, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.